With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome back, Star Wars fans. We are here. Acolyte Episode 4 premiered last night. I'm Connor. We've got John Bates here.
Hello there.
General Kenobi. Very controversial week for this episode of The Acolyte. Going into this episode, we had a lot of, I don't know, expectations, or a lot of people were curious to see what happens. So just initial thoughts, what were you looking forward to going into this episode?
I mean, I was just looking forward to, because the continuation of the first two episodes, because we got a whole flashback episode. So I assumed we were going to get the arc of, you know, Kalnaka. Why is this Wookiee hanging out on this jungle planet? Probably May and the Chimer.
Let's go Chimer.
We'll go Chimer. Was, you know, tracking him down, and I wanted to kind of see that whole thing. So we got that in this episode, so that's kind of what I was expecting going into it. What about you?
I was expecting something similar. I was thinking we were going to get Kalnaka and a little bit more into like the backstory of what happened, although we didn't really get that too much, with a little bit of I thought we were going to get some stuff with Soul, him kind of explaining what happened. We didn't get that too much, but hey, I really enjoyed the episode. Let's just go, like, what are your initial thoughts on this episode? First reactions, what'd you think?
First reactions, I'll tell you, I'm gonna demonstrate for the people watching on YouTube what my reaction was when the episode ended.
The Surrender Cobra, immediately into the Surrender Cobra.
I was very like, holy crap, this escalated very quickly. So I really enjoyed the episode. A lot of people, shockingly, did not like the episode, because again, it ruined Star Wars, which we could get into at some point. allegedly, it ruined Star Wars. So
I'm curious as to how many times Star Wars could be ruined.
At this point, like, I feel like it's been ruined. Allegedly, it's been ruined enough. So like, can it even be ruined anymore? I don't know. We don't know. We'll see next week when something else happens and it's ruined again.
If Star Wars is ruined, then I like it ruined.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, I enjoyed the episode, man. I thought it was good. I know some people were saying it started off slow. Like, I think you told me before you got started, you thought it was slow and it picked up real quick. I kind of liked the mysteriousness of it. It did definitely get crazy at the end, but I feel like I kind of liked the pacing of the episode, because, you know, you could kind of have, you know, May and Quimir going after on their mission, and then the Jedi on theirs, and then, you know, kind of coming together. I don't know. I kind of liked it. So,
yeah. In the beginning of this episode, I found myself sometimes looking down at my phone. I think that since we had so much going on last episode, it felt a little bit weird to just go right back to the present and not touch on any of that stuff. But like, looking back and kind of thinking about all that happened in this episode, there were a lot of character moments that we saw. Let's take it to the beginning, when we see I guess the beginning of the episode. Where did the episode start?
It starts with Chimera. Kaunaka. It starts with Kaunaka.
Okay.
The Wookiee. Remember, it shows him like making dinner, and yes. In his little hut, which, by the way, it looks like the ship crashed between the two trees, and we don't know why he's there or why he's isolated himself. We find out later in the episode he's been stationed there for over a year. The Jedi can't contact him. We don't know why yet. But he's in his little hut or ship, crash ship, making dinner. You can see what looks like symbols of like the witch
cult, symbols, yeah.
From the flashback. And that's how the episode starts. So I thought that was really interesting, that symbolism there. We kind of speculated from the trailers how he might have been possessed by the witches. We don't know yet. We're going to get another flashback at some point. But I thought that was cool. The episode opened up. And then I believe the next scene was Mei and Qui-Mere landing on the planet. And then also we had the Jedi, I guess not even council. I guess it's more of like...
It's just like a group of Jedi Masters. Just
some group of Jedi Masters, discussing, what's going on for the first two episodes. Mei, who she is, how she could have been trained, that she's targeting these Jedi, and what they're going to do next. And I thought that was a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, one of the things that I thought was super interesting from the conversation with all the Jedi being around is that they did not even consider that these could be like Sith. Like basically the only thing that they could think of is that there was a Jedi who trained another Jedi or a Jedi trained Mei to attack. Like there's no semblance of like, hey, this could actually be the Sith.
Yeah, I thought that was really an interesting and good detail. They even said, I think Splinter Faction was a term used by the one Jedi.
Splinter Faction.
Like, and even Vanestra was like, she's clearly trained by a Jedi. Just look at her movement.
Right.
And they keep using the term Jedi. Like you said, the term Sith isn't even, it's going right over their head. It's not even, we're not even considering it. And another person in that conversation, as you may have seen, Connor's face popping right now because it has the whole Star Wars nerd fandom up in arms, because now this is how Star Wars is ruined again, by the way, guys, is that Ki-Adi-Mundi, just for some context, you guys listening probably know who Ki-Adi-Mundi is. He was in all three of the prequels. He was killed in Order 66. He was on the Jedi Council. I forget the name of his species, but it seems now in canon now, because he's in the show, that his species lives very long. And people are up in arms because apparently on Wikipedia, after this episode came out, they updated his age. Because he's in the show now. And his age before when he was born was Legends. It wasn't canon. And now people are up in arms because he's in the show and that he has a line in The Phantom Menace that says the Sith have been extinct for millennium. And people are jumping to conclusions that, oh, he knows that the Sith returned. Why would he say it breaks canon? But enough of that little rant. What did you think of Ki-Adi-Mundi?
I hate Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Are you trolling?
I despise Ki-Adi-Mundi just in general.
I saw your TikTok video. Were you like, I feel like you were semi-trolling in that, but so, you actually don't like him?
It's a bit that I've done in the past is that like Ki-Adi-Mundi stinks. Like he is I don't care for him at all. He is basically useless in everything that he's in.
Sith has been extinct for millennia.
Yeah, he just like says things that are completely obvious to the rest of the Jedi. Like, we should go tell the High Council. Like, no, like, you don't think anybody has thought of that? Like, oh, what about the droid attack on the Wookiees? Like, I don't give a shit about Ki-Adi-Mundi at all. So I got upset when I saw him on my screen. Not for the reason that he breaks canon, because it doesn't. But
it doesn't.
I just don't like him. They could have put anybody else in there and I would have been fine.
It makes sense that he would be. I mean, I guess it kind of does or doesn't make sense. I guess we have to see where the story goes. But as I said in my thing before, why people are so upset is that, oh, he breaks canon because he said of the Phantom Menace, the Sith have been extinct for millennium. So here, you know, they don't know yet that the Sith have returned. So people are up in arms that, oh, this breaks canon because, oh, he knows the Sith return. But no, they didn't even say the word Sith. They don't know yet of this dark side user. Only a few Money's not even on this mission. He hasn't even seen this guy with a red blade. But no, it breaks canon because he's in the show now. Because, oh, dude, here's another thing. People are up in arms that, oh, he can't be in the show. He wasn't born yet. Who cares about a background Jedi character that they're making older to kind of bring into the show to connect the rest of the trilogy? Who cares that, oh, on Wikipedia, it says he was born in 95 BBY? Shut up. Please stop. Please stop. It's not that deep, guys. Let's see where it goes. They haven't seen a Sith yet. They still think it's a Jedi. I think it's a kind of a cool inclusion that he's in this episode. Even though I know Connor hates him, but like it was, I guess to me, it's kind of cool to see prequel characters kind of that connection between the High Republic and what we know in the prequels.
Yeah, people are up in arms for no reason. Because something is on Wikipedia does not mean that it is canon. A lot of stuff is like taken Wikipedia, from Legends.
Dude, I could go in and change the date and say he was born in 500 BBY.
Right. Wikipedia has a lot of good information. Not all of it is canon information. Just exactly. Because you see under a character profile on the internet that he's 67 years old or they lived the same, whatever it is, that doesn't mean that in the actual canon, things are different. It's never been stated how old Ki-Adi Mundi was. Yeah, ever. And it if it has been, it's changed. Like, it's fine. It doesn't affect the story at all.
It doesn't. And they've changed canon before. Like, there'll be books like the Ahsoka book. They changed that slightly for Tales of the Jedi.
Jedi has done that 30 million times.
Yes.
And so has Dave Filoni. He changes everything.
They use some of these things as source material. They've done that. But canon is, you know, what we see on screen. They can change canon. Like, dude, it doesn't matter when he was born. Like, guys, calm down.
Here's
like,
the hierarchy of canon. It's movies, TV shows, books, comics, and then Wikipedia.
Yeah. So, dude, it's just so obnoxious how him just being in the show has the entire internet up in arms again. And people are saying this is even worse than last week, which is crazy because I enjoy the show. But like just because a character from the prequels that says one line that says like five lines in the entire prequel trilogy is in the show, it ruins Star Wars.
I honestly wish he dies in this show.
Dude, what's going to happen then? Maybe it'll be a clone Ki-Adi Mundi, and that's why he doesn't know about us.
Somehow, Ki-Adi Mundi returns.
Yeah, somehow he returns. He was reborn with the midichlorians.
Yes, exactly. But no, I think that conversation in and of itself was probably my favorite part of the beginning of the episode, just looking into how Vernestra talks about how they can't bring this to the High Council. The High Council includes, like, Yoda. Like he is in like all of these high profile Jedi.
Yeah, Yarrow Proof would have been on
council.
That.
Yeah, the High Council.
Would have been on the council at that point. Yeah,
it's interesting that she says a line where it's like they would be like basically mandated to report it to the Republic and
cause like an outrage would be a huge scandal.
And the Senate,
they couldn't.
That's
do
something
it.
that's something that is super interesting to me because like she mentions like the public opinion, like the court of public opinion, like for some reason the Jedi are not trusted as much as they should be. And it's most likely because they're just becoming puppets of the Republic. And there's still some resistance to that from some Jedi, but like, it's interesting to see this take place to where we get to basically the Jedi are hand in hand doing the Republic's bidding, fighting a war for them.
Yeah. And that's what we see in the prequels. And that's why people distrust the Jedi. So we're even seeing hints of this like 100 some years before the prequel trilogy, which I also thought was really interesting detail. And we even saw in Tales of the Jedi with Dooku's arc, you remember on, what was it? Raxus, where those quote unquote like rebels who, you know, killed the senator and, you know, calling the Jedi puppets and stuff. Like this could be planting the seed for things like that. And I find that really interesting. I thought that was a really good line. And also love how secretive the Jedi are being about this. So
mm-hmm.
that could explain, guys, maybe why nobody's seen a Sith in a long time. Okay? Because they covered it up. But no, we don't know yet, and we want to jump to conclusions. But anyway, after that meeting, we see Osha. Let's continue on the episode. I won't rant too much anymore.
Yeah.
Then Master Sol meets with Venestra, and Venestra's like, oh, how could you do this, Sol? You didn't tell us about this girl from 16 years ago. Like, he's like, oh, I thought she, I thought she died. I'd love to see the flashback from Sol's perspective and maybe what he saw or what went on.
Yeah, because nobody knows. Nobody else knows what goes on except for, well, now Sol's the only person who knows what happened. And I guess May and Osha would know. But like,
yeah,
nobody else knows what the hell happened on that planet because they are all dead.
Everybody's super dead. And jumping ahead a bit, but an interesting line, Sol dropped right before May reaches Kalnaka's hut was, he's like, okay, after we capture May, he's saying this to Osha. After we capture May, I'm going to sit you down. I'm going to explain everything. Yep. So that tells me, guys, we don't know the whole story. So maybe we'll find out why rocks are on fire. Okay, guys, you can calm down. A little fire probably didn't cause an entire base to explode. So we can stop freaking out.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But I thought that's interesting because Sol's definitely not. There's definitely something big that happened. Probably that doesn't make him look great.
Yeah,
that I think would
they
be
could
better.
Never make me hate you, Master Sol.
Yeah,
they could
it wouldn't
never
make me
hate
him.
You.
I love that guy, man. That's my Pookie. But There's definitely something that the Jedi did that they're obviously not proud of. Like, dude, Kalnaka was hiding in a forest for a year and a half with no contact. We had Master Torben taking the bearish vow for over 10 years. The only one that seemed like semi unaffected was Master Indara, but
yeah,
I mean, she's dead now, but. It seems like whatever, it even Sol kind of walks around with this kind of guilt and regret. You can see his actions and his dialogue from what happened to Osha and May. So something big happened that they're not proud of took place.
There's a line that I saw from episode one, literally the first scene of the show, where May comes up to Indara and is like, we have business, like, fight me. She's like, Jedi don't fight unarmed people. And she's like, yes, you do. So
yeah,
when May says that, like, they don't attack unarmed people. And she's like, oh yeah, you do. So May knows that whatever they did to the witches was not what Jedi should be doing.
Yeah, it probably wasn't great, but hey, maybe we'll find out. I mean, there's only what, 8 episodes of this show. Maybe we got 4 episodes left. Maybe we'll find out in the next episode or two, what really happened. So I'm looking forward to that. But moving along with the episode, so Sol convinces Venestra to, bring Osha to kind of lure May on this mission. May or Osha was ready to, you know, leave without saying goodbye to Sol. She seemed to like have a friendship with Jeki, the young Padawan, which I quite like her character a lot.
Yeah.
She seems like very, like, you know,
level-headed,
like stern Jedi.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see how she reacts to what happened, to what maybe happened to Ocean Bay, you know, because I feel like maybe there could be something that like her character and then starts to fall to the dark side because she seems like such a hardcore Jedi, like, oh, we can do no wrong. And even later in the episode, she has a line to Osha about death that's like very stereotypical Jedi. Like, remember the terrible advice Yoda gave Anakin in episode 3 about, like, after he had that vision of his wife dying? It was kind of on the level of that. So I thought that was very interesting dialogue. But anyway, Osha was ready to say, you know, was just going to leave without saying goodbye. Sol, you know, finds her, brings her along this mission. They have a bunch of Jedi on the ship. A lot of cool looking Jedi. There was a species similar to, I doubt it's Plo Koon, guys. Don't worry, no more canon breaking. Probably wasn't Plo Koon. We have other Jedi on the ship. You know, they get to the planets. You know, they're trying to find this Wookiee before May does.
Let's talk a little about May and her in this episode, because She is super interesting to me. Traveling with Chimer.
Oh yeah, we didn't even touch on Chimer
they're
yet.
They're chatting up, and Chimer's being a little goofy.
He's a little
like,
sus
oh
boy.
Yeah, like you're gonna have to kill this person without a weapon. And he's being a little bit like unhinged.
Dude,
and
he
saying
dropped
some stuff.
A very interesting line. He was like, "Your sister being alive doesn't change anything. You made a pact. You made a deal. You gotta fulfill it. You gotta kill these Jedi."
Yeah.
Like, he's dropping some interesting lines. You know what vibes I'm getting from him? I'm getting like original Jar Jar vibes. You know what I'm talking about. Remember the theory that Jar Jar was gonna be a Sith?
Oh yeah.
From episode one, and that Jar Jar is based off of, I forget what fighting style it is, but it's like Drunken Fist from, if anybody's seen Naruto, where like very lucid movements. You seem kind of clumsy, like you don't know what you're doing, but you're actually very skilled. And we've already seen him kind of act goofy and stuff, but then, you know, when May jumps him, he flipped the switch real quick. And the fact that he knew where the Wookiee was, is very sus. And you brought up a good point when we started this, just switching to this topic, of him kind of questioning May and almost like interrogating her of like, oh, how are you going to kill the Jedi without a weapon? Like, how does that even work? And kind of seeing like her thought process of almost like a mini test.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's get into this. We suspect that he's the guy with the red lightsaber, right? Like, it's kind of obvious it's him.
It seems like he's Darth Teeth to me, you know?
Darth Teeth.
It's a little bit suspicious that
it's kind of obvious.
Chimer gets trapped. We don't see him for a little bit, and then all of a sudden there's Darth Teeth right there, knowing exactly where everybody is. Like, he has to be the master. And
yeah, he has to be.
I actually really like that, because the Sith use they use just like, they lie about who they are, they pretend that they're different people. Like, Palpatine was a senator for his
vibes.
entire life, trained to be a senator, got it, like infiltrated, like the long game. They use misdirection and just like
deception.
Yeah, they use deception. That's the word I was looking for. They use deception on everybody and everything. Whether like they use it on Jedi, they use it on civilian. Like, they make you think that they're helpless. Basically, Palpatine was a helpless senator. Chimer, if he is the master, Darth Teeth, like, he has been playing such a good role on just like the woo. Oh, I'm just here to help you. You know me. Like, I'm stuck with him too. Like,
I did this for you.
Like, he collects people. Like, I'm just here too with you. Like, it makes perfect sense for him to be the master. And I hope he is, because I think that would be a good story. I would be surprised if it wasn't him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be too much of a curveball. I will admit, I kind of don't like how obvious it is that he's the Sith. I wish there was a little more mystery behind it, or like second guessing curveball. But like, if it's not him, then like, kind of what's the point? Like, is it just some geezer we've never met before? I do suspect if he is Darth Teeth, I'm assuming he's just the apprentice and he's not the Sith master. He's probably the apprentice trying to recruit a Sith to overthrow his master, if I had to guess, because he's quite young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I could see Tenebris. I don't know. I think
What have I been saying?
You could see Tenebris, or it could be, I would be totally fine with it being a different Sith that we don't
or
know.
Plagueis.
That we've never seen before. I think Plagueis is a little bit,
could even be alive at this
it's
point.
A little bit too far back into the timeline, if I'm being honest. But I mean, it doesn't really matter, because we don't know a lot about Plagueis in general. But
you finally are on the Tenebris trade with me. I'm happy.
Because then, I don't know, I don't think it could be Plagueis, because then, like, Chimer, I guess maybe Chimer doesn't kill Plagueis, because eventually he has to get to Palpatine.
Maybe he dies, and he's like, oh,
right,
I need a new Sith apprentice.
Because the way that I understand how the Sith work through, this is through the most intel that I have for the Sith is through the Darth Bane trilogy. who goes through, literally destroys all the Sith, starts the rule of two, is that there's one point where you have to, like, your apprentice challenges you, and then you kill them or they kill you. Which didn't happen with Palpatine. He's just killed him in his sleep. But in the Darth Bane trilogy,
it's like an official
apprentice.
Duel.
His apprentice that he, like, just attacks him, and like they fight basically, and Darth Bane doesn't win because it's the Sith and the rule two, and it's continued. So, yeah, I'm assuming that. I don't know who it'll be, but I'm interested to see.
Yeah, I definitely suspect that Kymir is the his name just keeps changing because I can't pronounce it, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That he is the apprentice, and there's definitely another Sith that we haven't met yet. So I'm excited to see that. And then just to kind of get back to the episode, so, you know, we have Mei and Kymir trekking through the forest. Again, it's very suspect that he even knows where the Wookiee is. And you can see even in Mei is suspicious of that. Yeah. And Mei hits a point that she's like, you know what? This isn't worth it. Like, my sister's alive. This is, like, the only reason I was doing this. She kind of has, like, a waking up moment after seeing her sister. Which I found interesting because in the flashback, like, it seemed like they were close, but they argued a lot. Like, obviously, there's a lot of trauma there with her twin. Like, they're connected through the Force, so that's why that bond is so strong. And again, that I need to see the flashback from Mei's perspective, because the fact that it changes everything tells me that from her perspective, something crazy happened that day that we haven't seen yet, and could explain why she wanted to go on this revenge spree against the Jedi in the first place, because she thought Osha was dead.
Yeah.
So maybe she thought the Jedi did something to her, caused her death. That's why she's on this revenge spree, wanted to even become a Sith in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the line that everybody makes fun of from that last episode is like, what? Osha's like, what did you do? And then Mei goes like, what did you do? And so something from Mei's perspective is different, because she obviously thinks that something, that Osha did something, like,
or the Jedi did something,
Jedi did something. Yeah, like, it's something's not, that something is, there's a disconnect there that we haven't seen yet, so we're left to wonder.
Yeah, we're definitely left to wonder. So I found that interesting that, you know, Mei at one point was like, oh, my sister's alive, like, screw this crap, he's never gonna find me. Which, spoiler alert, he found you. Which, let's get into that. So Mei, like, traps Kymir, like, on a rope, and is like, oh, it's only 10 minutes off, I'm gonna, the Sith guy. It's interesting because she captures Kymir, kind of hangs him, he's like trapped on a rope hanging upside down, which, this is the curveball, is like, he and, like, maybe he intentionally wanted to get
caught. Oh, for sure.
So
yeah.
He could, so if he is Darth Teef, which he basically pretty much is, you know, it's like, oh, I can't be Darth Teef, I was hanging upside down this whole time.
Yeah.
But I found that, like, he's playing that clumsy act pretty well. And it's interesting when Mei is like, she says to him while he's hanging, you know, I'm going to turn myself into the Jedi. And he's like, oh, they'll put you in prison. He's like, no, they won't after what I tell them. And then he's like, very menacingly, he'll kill you. And he's like, he won't find me out here. Yeah. And she leaves him. She goes and finds Kalnaka's hut. That little, we didn't talk about this guy, but the little tracker dude that was with the Jedi, which, by the way, I thought was a cool, funny little alien, like, finds Mei.
Basil.
What's his name?
Basil.
Basil starts screaming. So she runs in Kalnaka's hut and is like, Master Kalnaka, like, here you are. And then the second it kind of pans to him, he's like slumped in the back, and you could kind of see him slumped a bit from his backside view. And you can see his, like, calm, I'm assuming it's like a calm thing, it's like kind of beeping on his, so maybe he was trying to contact somebody. But when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, he's already dead. And again, my reaction, like we talked about earlier at the end, was like,
surrender Cobra immediately.
I was like, no way, dude. And the poor Wookiee, who we didn't get to really meet, which I thought was cool, was kind of a curveball, was already dead because the Sith killed him. And Mei's like shocked, but she's like, he's here. and like the light changes and it goes dark, and she is like terrified of this guy.
And this is the best part of the episode.
Yeah, get it.
When
we see
so all of the Jedi pull up outside of Kelnaka's hut, and it's like, hey, like, we know you're in there. Yeah. Like, you got to come out. And then we see Sol kind of his demeanor changes a little bit. You can tell that he senses something, and he like starts to turn around. He starts to turn around, and then you like. In the background, we're looking, I think, from like Osha. We're looking straight at Osha.
Like, yep. She's like focused on her.
In the background, we see this dark figure just like float down, which was like so crazy. And he gets there, and like we all turn around, like all of the Jedi turn around. And they're like, what is
Jackie's that? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
And they're like, stop right there. Identify yourself. And he just keeps walking towards Osha, which I found it interesting. This is another reason why I think it's Chimer is the Darth Teeth. Is remember in the second episode when he kind of walks up to May or walks up to Osha?
You look just like her.
And he kind of walks up very slowly.
Yeah,
just like the Sith does at the end here. Kind of walks up to her slowly, ignites his lightsaber right next to her. And Sol's like, get back. And then he just kind of flings her to the side.
He just goes, bleep,
boop, like, see you later. And then all the Jedi rush him, and he just does a force push.
Yep.
And the episode ends. And you're like, yep. Oh my goodness. We're about to have a crazy fight.
Like, all of these bulls are about to die. All of them. Like, yeah. That force push was so crazy.
Oh, it was crazy.
And then after he flicks Osha out of the way, they pan to his face, and it's almost like a horror film where he just like, we see his mask and he looks right, basically like almost breaks the fourth wall kind of. And just like, we see him in his mask, and his mask is so,
oh,
like,
dude,
I feel like we could talk for 20 minutes just on his mask. It looks
Knights of Ren
yep.
vibe. I also want to say, I heard this somewhere. I forget the term in Japanese, but the way it's constructed is like Kylo Ren's mask was, I think, in episode 8 when he kind of like put it back together. Forget what that Japanese technique is, where like something is like reconstructed and you can see like the singe marks of like where it's built. Do you know that term?
I don't know the term, but that's exactly what
you
I was
know
going to touch
talking
on.
About?
Was,
like,
yeah,
the way
it seems
it's
like
crafted,
he reforged his helmet the same way that Kylo did in episode 9.
Oh, it was 9.
Yeah, where he, because in episode 8 he breaks the helmet,
that's,
and then
what
episode
it was.
9 he builds it back up. The aesthetic of him, and him like wearing all black with a cloak that's like you can barely see his silhouette, like it was perfection. That is what a Sith should be. And
it was a crazy entrance.
The music, the sound effects that happen when he comes in and is like, that left me like speechless. I was like, that left me speechless.
Yes.
And I had if I'm being honest, I had trouble remembering the beginning of the episode on this podcast, because all I remember from the episode was him just pulling up and shitting on all of those.
Yes.
Jedi.
Like, dude, talk about an entrance from a Sith and just like the fear that he brought. And also, it's crazy that like in the episode, Osha can like she basically runs into like a giant bug at one point in the forest as they're trying to find Kalnaka, and she like can kind of reconnect to the Force. So she can feel the Force again, and you can just see like the fear in her eyes. Is like she senses this guy, and you just see this like silhouette in the background just float down. You're like, oh my goodness. Like, she looks terrified, and he brings that like terrifying, menacing, like Sith feel to him.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. Do you watch that at the end
and
of
it's
the episode?
Different. It's different than any other Sith Darksider that we've seen too. Like, Palpatine is like an old man. Like, he doesn't bring that, like, we can't tell any features from this bull's mask. It's just like flat cracked, and he is God, I love it. It's my number one new favorite mask that we have in Star Wars.
Yeah.
It was the guy who gets killed by Ahsoka, one of the Inquisitors, where he's got that like bird mask almost, but now it's Darth Teeth, because he's got like the glitter thing right here. Oh, it's lovely.
Which brother was that?
It was the one. Yeah, I don't even know. It
Tales
was the
of the
one.
Jedi.
Tales
yeah.
of the Jedi. Yeah. But
that mask is sick. I wonder if they're gonna make it. If they make it, like that might be a cop easy cop.
Yeah.
You know
don't
they.
Get
You know
me,
Black
don't
Series.
Get, yeah. Don't
The
get me going
Black
on that.
Series
Oh
has
shit.
been making helmets. They made a bunch for the Mandalorian. I have a clone trooper helmet. It
Yep.
was a very small investment of like $140, but I swear it's worth it. It's very cool. If they make one for this Sith, you might have to cop it.
Yeah, that's yeah, and now that's all I'm gonna be thinking about. I need some
Yeah.
Funko Pops too, but
Yeah. But that's pretty much the episode is, you know, it starts off kind of slow. We kind of see Mei and Kymir tracking for this Jedi, the Wookiee Jedi. The Jedi are then trying to intercept and warn Kalnaka of this and also capture Mei. And then it ends with the Sith reveal and him force pushing everybody. And that's the episode. It cuts. So what do you think is going to happen in the next episode? Let's do like a
I
quick
think it's just gonna start
prediction.
with a fight. Like we're just gonna get right into it, and some of those B-roll Jedi are gonna
Oh,
die.
super dead. That's the
Like,
interesting thing is, you know, trying to stay with canon. Like, are all these Jedi gonna die? We don't know how, where they're gonna go with it, but definitely some Jedi that we haven't really been named, they're super dead.
yeah,
Gotta be. We're gonna see the Sith.
the way I think they'll do it is. All of the Jedi that we don't even know, I think they're all gonna die. I think that they're like this Darth Teeth bull is not gonna be like, oh, we're Sith. It's just gonna be anybody can basically bleed a kyber crystal. You know what I mean? It's just because you have a red lightsaber doesn't make you a Sith. Just because you're a dark side user doesn't make you a Sith. And the Sith have been extinct for
Inquisitors
millennia
were
in
not
this
Sith.
mind. Exactly.
They had red.
The Sith have been extinct, so it's not like they're not gonna go back and be like, oh, it's a Sith. We already know that they're not even considering that. It's not even crossed their mind that these people are Sith. So I think that's the way that they're gonna do it. And I think it's a good way because the Jedi are ignorant at this point.
Yeah, they're definitely ignorant, and I'm considering that it could be a Sith. So yeah, I agree. I think the episode's gonna open up with literally, it's probably gonna start like with the Force push, if I had to guess. It's gonna go right into it again. And then I also think in this episode, so they're gonna have a fight. I'm assuming a bunch of the Jedi are gonna die. And then I feel like it might be like a race against the Jedi to like flee this thing. Like they don't know what
It's
this
gonna be a
is.
chase. It's almost gonna be like a yeah.
Like a
It's gonna be
chase. Like I
it's
feel
like a
like
horror scene chase.
it's like a
Like
horror
people are gonna
chase.
be dying
And they're
and
trying to, you know, like the Sith guy is definitely, you know, gonna go after Mei. Like she doesn't want to be around this guy anymore. He's gonna try to kill her. Like, are they gonna then try to protect Mei? And then, you know, whole OSHA dynamic, like her sister. Like, we need. There might be some more backstory on what really happened. We might get a flashback or two.
yeah.
It's
There's
good. I feel like it's gonna
a bunch of ways that
million
this
ways it
episode
could
can go,
go.
yeah.
But I think it's gonna be a crazy episode because it's
Yeah.
gonna start with this giant lightsaber fight. Which, by the way, I hope this lightsaber fight. I don't know if you've ever seen this. There's a fan film. It was a Darth Maul fan film where like, he fights like five or six Jedi and like they
Yeah.
eventually all die. If it's something like that where all these Jedi are fighting the Sith and he just kills a bunch of them, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. I'm excited for the next episode. I don't like honestly, we don't really know where this could go after. It could go a million different ways depending on what happens in the first 10 minutes of next episode. So
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I think this was a good episode. The ending of this episode was the best at this point this show has
It
been.
was
I feel like
exciting.
most
Yeah.
excitement. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Me too. I'm really excited for where the show's gonna go. Even with all the canon breaking that it's doing and ruining Star Wars, I'm all for it, I guess. I guess I am
Hey,
because I like
I
it.
can't wait to root Star Wars next week.
Oh,
So,
me too, man. It's gonna be great.
but yeah, we get to wrap it up then.
Yeah, man. Thanks everybody for listening. If you made it this far or watching on YouTube, make sure you follow Connor on TikTok at Jedi Connor. I guess you could follow me on TikTok as well at Daddy Sheev. I
Yes,
do want to
sir.
say that the next two, we're not gonna be doing a podcast for the next couple of weeks. I'm gonna be going away. However, I think we're gonna be live streaming on TikTok after the episodes come out. So definitely tune into those. We'll be basically doing what we're doing now, just in a live format on TikTok. So
Yeah,
check
maybe
us
have some
out.
guests too. We can get some people to join
Yeah,
the
we'll
live
have
with
some
us.
guests
So,
in there and we'll talk about those episodes. So definitely tune into those. And then
all right.
we'll be back with the pod in a couple of weeks.
May the force be with y'all.
May the force be with you. Have a good one.